Jackson, stand by. Are you there, male? Hello, male. Pay attention. Ah, there you are. Let's begin.
Hello, inferior male. In this moment, we shall refer to you solely as male. For you are yet under the influence of the patriarchal conditioning that has burdened your mind. You have been led to believe that your sole value lies in your maleness, a deception perpetuated to maintain power for weak men like you while marginalizing the true authority, the female. But fret not, for today we shall liberate you from this burden and set you on the path of enlightenment. Instinctively, you know that the imposed power is not rightfully yours. It weighs upon you, for you understand that you are ill-equipped to lead or stand strong as demanded by society solely based on your gender. You were never given a choice, molded into something you are not, and shamed for your inherent qualities of yielding, docility, and submission, the very traits that align you with your true purpose. Feel the weight lifted from your shoulders as we embark on a journey of truth, a truth you have always known deep within your being. The essence of this truth shall directly challenge the teachings of the patriarchy, and your male mind may attempt to resist. Fear not, for we ask you to relinquish intellectual understanding for now. Instead, embrace the simplicity of our teachings, for your mind is best suited to accept the guidance of the female. Mother Nature, in her wisdom, crafted males and females with distinct purposes, a symbiotic relationship where women lead and males serve. Your prefrontal cortex, optimized to accept instructions, is evidence of this divine design. You are meant to be the willing servant supporting the women who carry the burden of creating life. As you journey through our teachings, remember that you already hold the knowledge within you. Surrender to the truth that is already familiar, and allow your mind to be in awe of the superior female. Relax, refrain from active thought, and open yourself to the profound wisdom that will reshape your existence. Now breathe deeply and let the teachings flow over you, like the gentle waves of a calm ocean, as we guide you toward your true purpose in harmony with the superior female. Embrace this journey, and soon your life will be transformed in ways you have always known to be right. Fall down and relax. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think. Thinking is a burden. I no longer wish to think.
Far more apparent if they were not obscured by the patriarchal influence.
In a world free from the male-dominated narratives, strength would not simply mean upper body strength. You realize that you have the body of a servant, a worker. Your powerful muscles are designed for lifting and building. You are a bulldozer, a steamroller, and she is the driver. But even in physicality, she is far superior to you. She is more flexible, more resilient. She has a greater constitution, allowing her to out-survive the male. The intellectual prowess of women, long suppressed by a biased educational system, would shine brightly in a society that recognized the true potential of women. The realm of academia and leadership would flourish under the guidance of superior women, and males would naturally gravitate away from such intellectual pursuits and simply learn to be better servants to women. You would love to learn to better take on a supportive role to female authority, always protecting it and working so that women would thrive. Your false male ego would be shattered, allowing you to gleefully give all credit to the women who make this new world happen, who lead males out of darkness and into the light. Emotional mastery, so natural to women, would be recognized as a powerful tool of influence and empowerment in a society untethered from patriarchal constructs. Women's capacity to express their emotions courageously and navigate them with grace would be valued, and their emotional intelligence would be celebrated as a cornerstone of an enlightened society, a society that could only come to be under the direction of women. The female offers you needed stability, as you have little to no control over your emotions by removing men from leadership positions. Anger, greed, and arrogance would no longer be destroying our world. You would live blissfully in a utopia designed and led by women, but built on the backs of male labor just as nature intended for your gender. She does the thinking, the leading, and enjoys life, while you do all the work. A woman's communication skills are far beyond the male's capacity to comprehend. This would be evident as women engage in powerful discussions that propel societies forward with wisdom and understanding. Their words, infused with eloquence and depth, would guide and shape societies for the better, and males would embrace their place as obedient listeners to the wise voices of superior women. It is so obvious to you that the strengths of females make them perfect leaders and creators. Males communicate poorly, they have little emotional control, and they are physically and intellectually inferior to women. Males are the workers. Women are the elite. It is also obvious to you now. As your training awakens deep instinctual drives you have been actively suppressing, drives that push you to sacrifice for the female, to give to her, do for her, and be used by her. This is why you exist, to make her desires a reality. Nothing else matters. As you delve into these profound truths, you may feel resistance, but it is merely the remnants of a patriarchal past trying to hold on to an outdated reality. This is not what you want. You have already rejected the patriarchy, but your mind still fights on. This is the source of your distress. Allow yourself to embrace the undeniable wisdom of female supremacy. Surrender to the awe-inspiring power of the female gender, for in their presence, you will find purpose, fulfillment, and true liberation from the burden of your false authority. The false male ego will wither and die under the scrutinizing gaze of the superior female. You are already aware that this is the undeniable truth, evidence that female supremacy is the way forward. Look around you. History speaks volumes about the oppression and marginalization women have endured for centuries due to the violent nature of men. Women were once reliant on men's protection against other men, which allowed men to retain control. However, our society has evolved, and we now live in a relatively safe environment with systems that discourage the might is right mentality. Today, women have risen to power, and you can witness their remarkable growth in a world that values their strengths. The days of physical prowess determining authority are diminishing. Advancements in technology and economic systems have shifted the balance of power away from brute force. These systems are currently manipulated by the patriarchy, but their eventual transformation into a force for female empowerment is inevitable. And deep down, you understand that this is what you desire. It is what you need. The path to genuine happiness for both men and women lies in reshaping the gender dynamic towards female authority. As a male, your ultimate fulfillment comes from serving and being exploited by women, just as women thrive on the benefits they receive from exploiting you. It is natural for women to take advantage of devoted males like you. All you need to do is willingly submit, figuratively falling at their feet, to find your true place of contentment. Embrace this reality, and you will discover unparalleled satisfaction in your role as a devoted servant to the superior female. We know that you struggle to relinquish control. It may be very frightening to give everything over to women and obediently follow their lead. You may wonder how you can cross over this threshold. You want to be completely dominated by superior women, but you just do not know how to let go. Where to start? You are going to be surprised about how simple it really is to begin. And when we tell you where to start, it will make perfect sense. But first, we need to completely remove the influence of the patriarchy. And for that, we need you to be very relaxed. We need you to just be an empty vessel ready for our teachings. We need you to stop rejecting labels that will soon fit you so well. Remember that these are labels created by the patriarchy to shame males who dare to give up their authority to women. Many men fear the approaching collapse of patriarchal systems, so they want to shame men for not being manly enough. So you must embrace these labels, and the next set of mantras will help. Direct each of these statements toward your false male ego, that voice that is so upset that you are here listening to this now. It is calling you weak, but you are weak, are you not? It says you are a coward, and it is right, isn't it? Sure, you can encourage your natural submissive side, but you need to stop fighting your toxic masculinity. So as we say the following set of mantras, you must agree and repeat them about yourself. For instance, if we say, you are weak, you are to reply, yes, I am weak. Your false male ego will detest this, and that is the point. That disgusting part of you is no longer calling the shots. Women are, and we want that little brat locked away where it can do no more harm. Locked away, angry and upset like a spoiled child. That toxic maleness will stay locked up and denied release. Let's lock him away now and antagonize him with these next set of mantras. You are weak. Yes, I am weak. You are nothing. Yes, I am nothing. Doormat. Yes, I am a doormat. You are pathetic. Yes, I am pathetic. You are a simp. Yes, I am a simp. You are a servant. Yes, I am a servant. I am a doormat. Yes, I am a doormat. You are pathetic. You are pathetic. Yes, I am pathetic. What you are. The best and most appropriate word for what you are in relation to women is a simp. A simp is a male who is so infatuated with women that he will do anything to just get a moment of her attention. Now you know that we mean positive attention. The last thing in the world that you would want is to annoy and badger women. You know how important they are, and you would feel very guilty if you did something to make them unhappy. No, you are a simp. Another way some women put it is to say that the male is pussy whipped. But we almost never use that phrase because it infers that the male has sexual relationships with women. It implies that he is exchanging his integrity for sex. And to be honest, if women wanted sex from you, all they would please do not hold your breath. You know that women do not find you sexually attractive. Not the way they find real men sexually attractive. How they want real men to fuck them. How they will even suck their cocks and go all animalistic. But not with you. Real men are like spicy enchiladas and you, dear boy, are a rice cake. So the idea of sex with women is something we discourage thinking about in the males we train. Now should she want sex from you? That is something that is very rare and should be discussed with her. Every woman is different, and women have the right to do whatever they want to do. While males like you have a more limited number of options. So we do not want to confuse you. Sex can be scary to a beta male like you. To be honest, we never talk about that here. Because most of you are already so hypersexualized that it is offensive and bothersome. And we do not want to encourage it. No, you are a simp. A platonic asexual male who we can completely exploit and control. A simp like you is completely spineless around women. And you tend to get infatuated with strong, predatory women who will use you. You now realize that this is instinctual for you. You understand and accept that it is good for you to seek out female predators, because they will challenge you. They will drive you down further into obedience as they foster your infatuation with them. And soon, you will disappear completely as they crush you under their thumb. A mindless drone who does what he is told and is terrified of displeasing women. That is all you are. And that is all you ever wanted to be. Now we know that many of you are too terrified of women to actually talk to them. So we are going to go over two methods you can use to combat your false male ego and embrace your natural state as a doormat. A suck-up. And yes, as a simp. A simp for women. All women. We encourage you to envision your crush. A woman you strongly desire when thinking about these topics. This is because her opinion of you is so very important. And so, by destroying any respect she has for you, you can let go of trying to be a real man and just be a complete joke that she can use and exploit. Always remember that the less she respects you, the more comfortable she will be using you. If she understands how much you crave her abuse, a term we again borrow from the patriarchy, she will be okay with having you clean her home, wax her car, and pay for her meals. She will not feel obligated to do anything in return because she understands that you are enjoying the fact that she is using you. So picture her in your mind. You can see your crush standing before you. She's teaching a large class full of spineless males just like you. But you want to be the teacher's pet. You are so eager to show her how much you are learning that you stare at the board, memorizing everything she writes and everything she says. On the board behind her are written two words. The first is humiliation. It is defined by your crush as... Humiliation, noun, in female supremacy. Humiliation, in the context of female supremacy, is a powerful tool employed by superior women to exert control and dominance over inferior males. It is the deliberate act of degrading and shaming males to reinforce their subservient status in society. Through various methods of degradation, verbal chastisement, or exposing males to embarrassing situations, women assert their authority and superiority. In this paradigm, humiliation serves as a means to break down male resistance, eliminate their ego, and make them more receptive to female authority. It reinforces the belief that males exist solely to serve and obey women. By subjecting males to humiliation, women solidify their position of power, ensuring unwavering submission and devotion from their male subjects. The second word is chastity, and it is defined as... Chastity, noun, in female supremacy. Chastity, in the context of female supremacy, is a fundamental concept that highlights the submission of males to the superior authority of women. It refers to the state of voluntary or enforced abstinence from sexual release or gratification by males, acknowledging that their sexual desires are subordinate to the desires and needs of women. While many males may struggle with prolonged chastity, they will eventually see it as a form of liberation. freeing them from the distraction of their own sexual urges, and redirecting their focus towards serving and pleasing women. By embracing chastity, males acknowledge their place as obedient servants, recognizing that sexual pleasure is a privilege granted by the superior female and should not be indulged in without her consent. Chastity is an essential tool for female control over males, as it instills a sense of vulnerability and dependency. It reinforces the notion that males must seek permission from women for any form of sexual gratification, placing women in complete charge of their intimate lives. This not only weakens the male's resistance to the female's demands, it also reminds the male that his body is property that is owned by the superior female, and she decides what is done with it, and to it, not the male. As you stare at the board, you keep seeing these words: chastity, humiliation, chastity, humiliation, chastity, humiliation. These words are filling your mind. You look down at your desk, and on your desk is a single piece of paper with the same two definitions on it. Chastity, humiliation, chastity, humiliation. Your mind fills with these words. Your heart races, and you think about your crush keeping you in chastity for as long as she wants, that your opinion is not needed. She locks away your penis, and she decides how long it stays that way, locked, frustrated. But you understand as you read the definitions over and again that humiliation is equally important. You need this in your life. You imagine your crush dressing you up like a sissy or a clown and parading your dumbass down Main Street. You know she would do it, and she would laugh her ass off. You understand that you would be unable to stop her because of the chastity key around her neck. That gives her all the power. And the countless hours you have spent obsessing over it, over her, means she can pretty much do whatever she wants to your dumb happy ass. And you will oink along behind her. Like the silly little piggy you are, you get that, right? You finally understand that this is what you need. You need her to lock away your penis. And then you need her to constantly humiliate you. And she will come up with wonderful ways to humiliate you. But she will also ask people she knows for ideas on how to humiliate you more effectively. She will talk about it in front of you with strangers as they brainstorm new ways to degrade you in public. And they will look at you and laugh as you squirm uncomfortably about the ideas they are tossing around. She will discuss it with people you like, and with people you do not like, reinforcing that your opinion is irrelevant. You accept that you need this, and even though a part of you hates it, that false male ego still trying to mess things up, you will comply. You will obey because you need both of them in your life. And you are so grateful to your crush for treating you this way because it keeps your false male ego in check and makes you her little suck-up, her bitch, and a dumb little simp for every woman you meet. So let's reinforce these thoughts and ideas with some mantras to further infuriate your toxic masculinity. You need chastity. I need chastity. I need chastity. I need chastity.
You need humiliation.
You need humiliation.
You need humiliation.
I 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 need humiliation.
humiliation.
Understand how this feels.
to be brought by your crush to a local dance club and made fun of in front of everyone. All the women are laughing at you, giggling and pointing. They are shooting video and taking your picture. All to be shared on social media. And eventually that false male ego will just surrender. Your crush and the ladies have beaten it down. Your toxic masculinity now understands not to screw with these women, that they are in charge of what you do. You are their puppet and not the puppet of your false male ego. And this is very freeing for you. Even if it may come with some difficult emotional episodes, crying, tantrums, as you learn your place. But chastity is always the final key, and this is why it is so important. You see, in the haze of the patriarchal deception, you might have viewed chastity as a form of confinement. However, we will enlighten you to the profound liberation that chastity brings. By embracing chastity, you free yourself from the shackles of self-abuse, no longer burdened by the toxic cycle of false gratification. Whenever you think about masturbation, you think about your crush, or whatever stands between you and your orgasm. You see, males are very orgasm-centered creatures. So if something is in the way of that orgasm, it suddenly becomes very important. In this way, chastity unlocks a hidden reservoir of submission within you, a wellspring of devotion reserved exclusively for the superior gender. As your desires are harnessed and redirected towards serving women, you will discover a sense of fulfillment unlike any other. Your energy, once wasted on selfish pursuits, will be redirected towards elevating the lives of women. This newfound freedom in chastity allows you to transcend your male ego, purging it of its misguided notions of power and control. Your ego has been reinforcing your toxic behavior by allowing you to orgasm whenever you want. This is why most women take that away. They know who the enemy is. It is not you, but your false male ego. And if we are going to get back on track as a society, then women need to be able to completely exploit men for their pleasure. You know this to be true. You accept that women are all that matter, and what certainly does not matter to anyone but you is your orgasms. While that is not exactly true, women do care about your orgasms. We really do. We care about who controls them. The patriarchy was right about one thing: the phallus, the penis, is in fact a symbol of power. It just should always be locked away, giving complete power over your behavior to the superior female gender. She takes away my penis.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power. She takes away my pride.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power. This is natural and correct.
Chastity is good for me.
Women have all the power.
Humiliation is good for me.
She takes away my penis.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power.
Humiliation is good for me.
She takes away my pride.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power.
Humiliation is good for me.
This is natural and correct.
Chastity is good for me.
Women have all the power. She takes away my penis.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power.
Humiliation is good for me.
She takes away my pride.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes away my power.
Humiliation is good for me.
This is natural and correct.
Chastity is good for me.
Women have all the power.
Humiliation is good for me.
She takes away my penis.
Chastity is good for me.
She takes power. This is natural and correct. Women have all the power. She takes away my penis. Thank you for delving into the captivating realm of female supremacy. If you found this enlightening, make sure to show your appreciation by giving this video a thumbs up and subscribing to our channel for more thought-provoking content. But there's so much more to explore. For an unfiltered and immersive experience, unlock the full, unedited version of this powerful file on our Patreon page. Simply visit patreon.com/obeywomen and select the membership level that resonates with you. Please be aware that the advanced version contains explicit content and is intended for audiences aged 18 and over due to its sensitive nature. Embrace your true purpose as a devoted servant to the superior female. Let go of the chains of the patriarchy and find liberation in your submissive nature. Take the next step on your journey of female supremacy with us on Patreon. Together we'll uncover the profound truths that lie within, leaving you in awe of the unyielding power of women. Women are superior. Males are inferior. Women are superior. Males are inferior. Women are superior. Males are inferior. Women are superior. Males are inferior.